War is often depicted through the number of casualties and destruction of homes and communities. However, the environmental issue of war is often neglected. With the fourth anniversary of the Ukraine war, Ukraine faces many long-term environmental challenges. Following the destruction of the Kharkivka Dam, along with the oil spills from Russian oil tankers, there are concerns that the Russian military has succeeded in some forms of scorched earth upon the Ukrainian land. Timothy Nguyen spoke with Pavel Golden, Ukrainian zoologist, and Eugene Simonov, an environmental activist, about the destruction of Ukraine's ecosystem.
War erases more than cities and lives. It erases the invisible networks of water, soil, and wildlife that sustain entire regions. As the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaches, another crisis continues to unfold: ecocide. Ecocide refers to the large-scale destruction of the environment caused by deliberate or negligent human actions. Pavel Golden, the lead researcher at Ukraine Schmalhausen Institute of Zoology, says the destruction of the Kharkivka Dam has long-term consequences for Ukraine's biodiversity and agricultural industry.
The destruction of the Kharkivka Dam by the Russian army technically blew up the dam, and that is why the huge Kharkivka reserve discharged to the Black Sea in 1 or 2 weeks, and it was a kind of a very rapid environmental disaster. The Kinburn Peninsula, you mentioned, it was damaged not only by fires in 2022, but it was severely affected by the flood after the destruction of the Kharkivka Dam in 2023, and actually most of the area has been flooded. And this is the ecosystem which is mainly composed by sand dunes. And there have been several plant and animal like insects and invertebrates species which have been endemic for that area. So there are concerns about the possible extinction. And also, as it is a highly important nesting and migrating area for birds and probably for bats and other migrating species. Another important consequence is that it's the degradation of the irrigation system, which is bad for agriculture, bad for sustainability of the natural ecosystems, and in the conditions of the climate change, climate warming in the Black Sea region, and subsequently the desertification of the whole region.
Eugene Simonov, co-founder of the Ukraine War Environmental Consequences Workgroup, says oil spills from sanctioned Russian shadow fleet tankers in the Black Sea have further added to the environmental toll.
The Black Sea is continuously polluted by oil products. The area which was affected initially, where the catastrophe happened, is the Kerch Strait, which is one of the most polluted areas because a lot of transshipment of oil happens there. It has been the arena of identical catastrophe in 2007 with the same type of tankers, one tanker being affected by storm exactly and drowned exactly in the same area. This time, the consequences were wider than before. They covered more than 1,000 kilometers of the seashore. I mean, in reality, more, but it's just, it has been some kind of oil products have been documented anywhere from the Odessa and Tuzli, which is near the Danube Delta, all the way to Batumi in Georgia. There was increased incidence of deaths among dolphins and porpoises. And of course, it had a major impact on bottom-dwelling animals and still has. And, you know, it's very far from the end of the story because we still have more than 2,000 tons of these poorly described oil products still in the tanks on the bottom. They are still there, they are still leaking. It's not improbable that it would release massive amounts of oil products again, as it's releasing minor amounts today. Not so minor, but just much less than during the first catastrophe. So, you know, it's a bomb which is there, and the end of the story is far from conclusion, unfortunately, because so far there are no credible means to mitigate the damage.
The true cost of the war in Ukraine may be measured not only in human lives, but in the future of the land and sea that sustains them. Long after the fighting ends, the environmental damage will remain. Lost species, contaminated rivers, and scarred coastlines, a legacy that will outlast the war itself.
Timothy Nguyen ending that report.